Welcome to your five for the day. Every day you exchange a day of your life for something. It's as if at the start of life each of us were issued a certain number of coins. They're hidden inside a large machine so that we don't know how many we were issued or how many we have left. Each day the machine issues us a new coin. It may be the last coin we get, or it may that we'll get many more. All we know is that the average person gets between 70 and 80 years' worth. But some get far less, a few may get more. You take each day's coin and exchange it for something. A day at work or school, shopping, church, leisure, or whatever. Once spent, you can never get the coins back to spend them differently. The art of living wisely is largely a matter of spending your coins on the things that really matter in light of eternity and not frivolously wasting them. Living wisely is difficult because often the choice is not between the bad and the good, but between the good and the best. The book of Haggai in the Bible has a powerful message. It tells us to put things first in our lives. It was written to people like us, who would have told you that God must be first. They believed that, but they had drifted into a way of life where their intellectual belief in the supremacy of God was not reflected in the way they were living. They gave lip service to the priority of God, but in fact they lived with other priorities. God sent his prophet Haggai to help his people get their priorities in line with what they knew they should be. The historical setting is in 536 BC, when about 50,000 Jews had returned from Babylon to Judah under the decree of Cyrus, king of Persia. They quickly rebuilt the altar and began offering sacrifices. 2 years after returning, they had laid the foundation to rebuild the temple. Their Samaritan neighbours had offered to join in the work, but the Jews refused their offer. The Samaritans, in turn, threatened the workers and sent men to Persia to lobby against the Jews, bringing the work to a halt. At least 14 years had passed. The people got caught up in the routine of life. Farming, building houses, raising families and that sort of thing. They got used to life without a temple. Even their leaders had become used to things as they were. Into that scene, God raised up Haggai to proclaim his message to these people. Haggai said, "Give God the supreme place in your life." Or as Jesus put it, "Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. It is foolish and vain to live for the things of this world, because they never deliver the satisfaction that they promise. You know that you'll not find true happiness apart from God." A time management expert was speaking to a group of business students. He pulled out a large, wide-mouthed jar and filled it with fist-sized rocks. When he couldn't put any more in, he asked, "Is this jar full?" The class responded, "Yes." He said, "Really?" Then he pulled out a bucket of gravel and poured it in, shaking it down through the cracks. Then he asked, "Is the jar full?" The students were on to him, so they said, "No." "Good," he replied. He dumped in a bucket of sand. Once more he asked, "Is the jar full?" "No," they shouted. Again he said, "Good." He poured in a big jug of water until the jar was full to the brim. Then he asked, "What is the point of the illustration?" One student ventured, "No matter how full your schedule, if you try hard, you can always fit more in." "No," the speaker replied, "that is not the point. The point is, if you don't put the big rocks in first, you'll never get them in at all. What should your big rocks be? God and his priorities for our lives. So put them into your life first, and then and only then will you find true happiness and peace with God."